want to preface my introduction this morning as we come together to study concepts that we must understand, concepts that we must know, as it talks about in 1 John 5 and verse number 13. When the Bible says, these things have I written unto you. I'll wait till you get there. These things have I written unto you. If you have your Bibles, write James 1:25 there. Because that denotes the perfect law of liberty that we have in these 66 books of the Bible. Write 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that's the reason why when we denote the 66 books, we understand John 1:17 on the grace and truth, that those 27 books consist of 4 Gospels, 1 Acts, 21 epistles, and 1 book of reward that talks about these things that I have written. That believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know, and that's the point that I want you to see, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the authority or by the name of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28 and verse number 18. So if you are there, this is what you should denote. And the reason why I'm saying that, brethren, because see, when you go to James chapter 1, he used 3 words. He said we should want for nothing, that we should be enticed, and we should be perfect. Why be a Christian but not enjoy the benefits of being a Christian? Do you hear what I'm saying? Why call yourself Christian, Acts 11:26, and not enjoy the benefits of being a child of God? That is, that these things are there that are written that we utilize through the authority of Jesus Christ because we believe in the perfect law of liberty. That's the reason why we have the Bible, amen. That we may know. But see, you're not going to know if you don't believe that which is written in the book. That'll be my Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 13:6, and Revelation 22:19. We're not going to add nothing to the word. We're not going to take it away. If it can't be found in that book, brethren, we're not going to do it. Amen. In spite of what other people do. Because we're going to be held accountable, John 12:48. We're going to be judged by John 12:48, the word of God. So I'm saying that to say this here. When you go to James chapter 1, I'm going to slow it down a little bit. And when you see that phrase again in James 1:7, when he says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, if he is double-minded, or if he is wavering, that is, or if he can't endure temptation. That's where my verse 12 says, you are happy when you endure temptation. Or when you back up to verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. See, we count it all joy when temptation comes because we can endure temptation. See, we can endure temptation. We can endure trials or what it may be. Why? Because that which is written in the book that we believe and we know it's by the authority of God, amen, amen. Because it's done in the name of Jesus, amen. See, it wouldn't be in the book if it's not done by the authority of Jesus, amen. Right. See, when I use the phrase 4-1-21-1, you should be able to say the same thing. When I say 5-12-5-17, you should be able to do the same thing. There are, what, 66 books in the Bible? There are 39 in the Old, 27 in the New. But see, these are things that you should know. Why? Because there are three things that you want. Go back to James. I want you to underline these things. Then we get to the lesson. He says here in James chapter 1:4, he said that number one, you should be perfect, you should entice, and you should want nothing. See, you should entire or you should want nothing. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God, that is, whatever state you find yourself in, be content. Somebody say, well, you had a bad day. No, we don't have a bad day. We have all good days. Amen. Because we are blessed. Amen. In spite of. Amen. See, we are blessed in spite of. See, because number one, we know. Amen. We know. We know based on what's written. Amen. By the authority of Jesus Christ, that when we go count it all joy, amen, when we fall into various temptations. Why? Because we're going to endure it, amen. 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 But you just got to go by the book, amen. You ain't going to win outside the book. That's the reason why I'm afraid of brothering who are going outside the book to appease what you want versus what God wants, amen. See, and we cannot have that if we're going to be able to do God's will. Then finally, go to James chapter 4. See, in James 4, and you should mark these. This should be your mindset. In James 4:7, here's the four words. Write them down, please. See, you got to be able to submit. You got to be able to resist in order to draw and able to be, well, humble before what God can use you, amen, before you can be exalted up. See, God can't use a proud person, amen.
Right.
Amen. So you got to submit to his will, amen. These things were written. You got to submit that, amen. Then number two, you got to resist the devil, amen. See, you're not going to win this battle with the world, amen. Because the world is not your friend. The things of the world are not your friend. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. We're in the world, but we're not of this world, amen. We're surrounded by the world, but the world don't have no hold on us, amen. Amen. See, so we submit to resist the devil, amen, so we can draw nigh to him, amen. Amen. Guess what? We're drawing nigh right now, amen. See, when we pray, we draw nigh, amen. See, we lay by in store, we draw nigh, amen. See, we're drawing nigh every day so that he can humble us, amen. He got to take us down in order for us to go up, amen. See, you can't go up unless you go down, amen. You got to be low. See, in order to be exalted, amen.
Right.
So when you go to James 4, hear the wording right here. I got it in my memory. I say it every day. I say it two or three times a day. I say it four or five times a day. Lord, let me be submissive that I may resist, that I may draw. Lord, please keep me humble. I just want to be humble, Lord. Why? Because I want you to use me. I want to be exalted, amen. See, I want to be exalted as a husband. I want to be exalted as a father. Amen. Because I want them to see Jesus in me. Amen. That's what I want. That's your responsibility. Amen. I'm the only Christian on my job. See, I'm the light of the world. I'm the salt of the earth. They got to see Jesus in me. See, we can't change out there till we get changed in here. Amen. Amen. Well, hear those words again. You want to be perfect. You want to be, what is it? Enticed and entire. And you ought not to be wanting nothing. Amen. So here we go again. You need to submit. You need to resist. You need to draw. And then verse 10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And he will. What it says? He will lift you up. Amen. And that's what we got to do as a body of Christians. Because look here, you can door knock all you want Saturday, amen. But see, if you ain't made that change, if you ain't submitted to resist, you can't help them out there, amen. Because the blind can't lead the blind, amen. Wrong can't lead wrong. Right got to lead wrong, amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So, with that in mind, open your Bible to John 4. John chapter 4. I want to use John 4 for our launching pad today. John 4. What's wrong? John 4. John 4. Jesus meets the woman at the well. Jesus speaks. I want you to pay very close attention of living water. Living water. John 4, verse 10. Let's read it. John chapter 4. Back up to verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Underline that word weary. The reason why I want you to underline that word weary, because that's what life do. Life beat up on us, don't it? Life makes us get tired sometimes, amen? We get tired of a job, tired of our, sometimes we just get tired, amen? Sometimes you just get weak, amen? Sometimes you just don't know which way to go if you don't have that concept of knowing, amen? You're like that wind being tossed. So the Bible said that he was weary. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, give me drink. For the disciples gone away in the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou drink of me, which am I a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. And verse 10, Jesus answered and he said unto her, if thou knewest, and then on that word, if you know, strong word, y'all. It's mindset, amen. See, if you knew the gift of God, by the way, gift of God, right, Acts 2:38, amen, when he told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of God. Romans 3, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Even in the book of James, we've been talking about when he said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Then he goes on, he said, there are promises to those who endure temptations. Amen. It is a gift of God. Amen. Brethren, we this morning have received a gift to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. 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 The gift of God. And who is that saying to thee, give me the drink, that word thou have asked of him, and he shall have given thee living water. And the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus said unto her, and look at verse 13, whosoever shall drink of this water shall, then the Holy Spirit say, never. Do you hear that? He will never thirst. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water. And what it would do, it will spring up. And what it gonna do, it gonna bring everlasting life. Ain't that wonderful? 3 points this morning and the lesson will be ours. Number one, the living water must be drunk. Point number two, not only must the living water be drunk, but this living water, once you drink it, what it gonna do? It gonna quench thirst. Then number three, once you drink it and it quench thirst, it gonna spring up. And then what it gonna do? It gonna give us eternal life. Go back to James 4:14. If you had James 4:14, we write James 7 and verse 37 by that verse. Because the first point that I want us to see, that Jesus says here in verse 14, He says, for whosoever. And by that word, whosoever, when you write your name there, just make it personal, amen. When our lives drink, see, you got to make the Bible personal, amen. Too many times the Bible's strange to you, amen. You read it, but you don't have no relationship to it, amen. It got to be a love book. It got to be something that's personal to you, amen. Whosoever. See, where I drink and where you drink it two different ways, amen. But whosoever, that is when you make it personal, it means something to you, amen. Amen. Whosoever drinketh of this water that I shall give him, number one, shall never thirst. That is that you got to drink of it first. Now, go to John 7 and verse 37, and I want you to see what he says again. In John 7, 37, Jesus says the same thing again. And at John 4, 14, just write John 7, 37. Because John 7, 37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried and said, look, he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. That is, brother, we got to understand in drinking the water, what are you drinking? Number one, you are drinking the word of God. Now, go over to 1 Corinthians 6:19. I want to show you what I'm talking about. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. All right, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 19, this is what we need to understand. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 19 in relationship to how we drink of this water. Okay, 6:19. Now, before we get there, you got to understand. Look here, in drinking of this water, amen, the water is the spirit, amen, of God, amen. Amen. Y'all with me? It is a gift of God. Amen. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen. Now, you know the story. John 14:26, 15:26, John 16:13. Am I right? See how we got the word. Amen. But we know in part and prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect comes, that which in part shall be done away with, to James chapter 1, right? And 25, now we got that which was perfect, amen. See, number one, you say, well, how do you drink? Well, you drink it of the spirit. You drink it through study, amen. You drink it through examination. Over in the book of 1 Corinthians 6:19, look what the Bible said. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not of your own, for you are brought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is of God. See, you drink of this water by putting the word of God in you, amen. See, too many times, we too busy to study. We too busy to come to church. We too busy to pray. See, when you do that, number one, see, you're saying you don't need to drink of the living water, amen. See, you are saying you don't need to drink of the living water. Amen. See, that's that living water. Jesus said, well, I'm going to give you a water that never thirst. Amen. I'm going to give you something that this water, it lasts for a little while, but what? I want another bottle by 5 o'clock. Amen. But when you drink this water, and you get this water in you, because you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and once that word goes there, hey, number two, you're not going to thirst at all. Amen. That's the power of the word of God. Go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to give you another analogy. In the book of 1 Corinthians 12:12. On the book of 1 Corinthians 12:12, here's another analogy. See, not only is our body the temple of the Holy Spirit and the living water we must drink, whoever drinks this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Let him come to me and drink. See, you got to realize that Jesus don't need you. We need Jesus. Amen. Did y'all miss that? Did y'all catch it? See, Jesus don't need us. Amen. We need Jesus. Amen. So he said, here, we got to come. He said, if anyone thirsts, let him do what? Come. Amen. And then let him drink. Over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 12, look what the Bible says. He says, for as the body is one, it has many members. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Now look at verse 13. He says, for by one spirit, y'all there? What is that one spirit? It's the word. It's the water. It's the gift. This is what we drink. Amen. See, he said, for by one spirit are we all baptized into this one body. Whether it be Jew or Gentile, whether it be bond or free. And have been all made to do what? Drink. Y'all see that? Drink into one spirit. See, when we realize who we are, that if we are the body and we all are members of that body, and by this one spirit, see, are we all baptized into this one body? Here, number two, he says, once you do that, we all are made to drink in this one spirit, which is that water that he's talking about when he used that phrase here in verse number one, the living water we must drink. Let me tell you something, brother. I don't know what you did last week. Every man must bear his own burden. He said, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. He said, prove your own self. But if a God so loved the world that he gonna give you something to drink that you're not gonna never thirst no more, but to get it, you got to get it by the Spirit. You got to drink of the Spirit. You got to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, Colossians 3:16. You got to know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't it make sense that you want to do it? Amen? Amen? This is what Jesus was trying to get them to say. And then point number two, he says, once you drink of that water, he says here that you will never thirst. Let's go to the Old Testament if we can. Brother Frazier, give me Isaiah 44 and 3. Isaiah 44 and 3. See, Isaiah prophesied about it. Isaiah prophesied about this living water that's going to flow up. Amen. And not only going to flow up, it's going to be plenty of water. It'll be more water than you ever be able to drink. Amen. It'll be a water that's overflowing, that you're not going to never thirst. You're not going to never, once you drink it, once you get this gift, it's a gift of God, amen. See, what it's going to do, it's going to quench all thirst. It's going to take care of all your needs. So Isaiah 44, read what it says in verse 3.
But I will pour water upon him that is thirsty.
See, wait a minute now. See, he says here, the prophet prophesied about it, amen. See, here we go again. Here the 5. Here the 12. Here the 17. Am I right?
Right.
And here the 5. Amen. See, he knew Shiloh was going to come. Amen.
Amen.
So he says, in Isaiah prophesied about it. He says, I'm going to pour out water upon all of them that is thirsty. Have you ever been thirsty sometime? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. Have you ever been weary some more? Have you ever just been so thirsty? You know, we don't got too sophisticated. You remember a long time ago, folks used to put water in the pitcher in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
And that used to be the best water. It tastes better than bottled water. Amen. Y'all been going to grandma's house and grandma gave them little tin cups. And some of them was green and yellow. And grandma said, boy, you want a cup of water? And she had meticulously took care of that pitcher of water. And that water, y'all remember getting that kind of water? I'm taking it back in time, amen. And she poured that cold water in that cup. And around that cup, it just frosted up. Can y'all remember that? Can you see it? And when you sit down and grandma will watch you take every gulp. Her grandma was proud. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because, see, you've been so thirsty. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See, and that's what that water do. And that's what Isaiah is saying here. He said here that I'm going to pour you out water from him that is thirsty. You know what the problem is? You know why a lot of y'all ain't going to drink no water? This living water. Because you ain't thirsty. You know why you ain't thirsty? Because you've been robbed. A call of values. Amen. Am I right? Hurry by that. Give me 1 Corinthians 3:1. See, we talked about that. See, some of y'all don't understand where I'm coming from. Amen. See, really, some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. Because, see, your mind on carnality. Because, see, what you're looking at, my good job, my house, my automobile, the nice things that I have. Some of you even thinking about something that's going to happen that you might not even see. What you're going to get for Valentine's Day. And you might not even see the 14th. Hello? But like I said, one thing about that day, roses die. Flower can melt away. But this water, once you drink it, you ain't gonna never thirst. But see, you got to see a reason to drink it. But see, some of you can't understand. Because hold your spot there and go into 1 Corinthians 3:1. You got it, Brother John? See, over in the book of 1 Corinthians 3:1, look what he said. Read what he said.
And our
brethren. And
our brethren.
See?
But as unto
see, stop right there. See, some of you, I can't speak to you about this. Because you're not spiritual. Unto you as unto, but let me start. And Brian could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. And what he's simply saying here, see, some of y'all are not going to get it. You're not going to see the need. What Isaiah said. But read, let me read what it said here. He said, read one more time. Start all over again. 4:3. 4:3.
For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Man, hold your spot right there. Let me see that Bible. That's the Bible. Okay, ain't gonna drop nothing. Y'all looking at 4:3? Look what he said. This is the prophet, right?
Amen.
Of the 17 books, right?
Amen.
That make up the what? 5:12, 5:17. That make the 39, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about? He said, if I would pour out water upon him that is what? Thirsty. And floods upon the dry ground. And I'll pour my spirit upon what? What seed? Luke 8:11, the seed of the word. The word of God. These things are written that you may what?
Nope.
See, it's based on the seed that's in you, right? Am I right? That you're going to be able to drink of this water and never what? See, you ain't in the seed. If you ain't in the word, you ain't in the perfect law of liberty, brother. Number one, you ain't going to get none of this water. Amen. Does that make sense? Because a seed blessing, amen. A seed blessing, go back to Abraham, am I right? Then that seed should all nations of earth be what? Genesis 12:1. Go back to Genesis 3:15. He said, through the seed of a woman, am I right? Galatians 4:4, am I right? In the fullness of time, God sent forth the Son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. That seed that traveled through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And by the way, we're on the fifth book. Amen. Am I right? See, it's a seed blessing. And that seed blessing, Brother Brown, go all the way back to Jesus. Amen. See, if you ain't hooked up to Jesus, you ain't going to get the right water. Amen. If you ain't hooked up to Jesus, amen, you ain't going to get none of this water that's going to quench your thirst. Now, I'm not talking about a carnal thirst. I'm talking about a spiritual thirst. Because a spiritual thirst is going to supersede everything else. See, spiritual thirst is going to take care of what? Physical thirst, amen. Because spiritual thirst don't make no difference how much money you got, amen. Spiritual birth gonna take care of, it don't make no difference where you live. Whatever state you find yourself in, you're gonna be what? You're gonna be content. See, that's the thing that you need to understand. See, you need to prioritize, amen. And that's what he's saying here. Go back to what he's saying here. He says here, he says, but I'll pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods on them, the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thy offspring. You know that word blessing means? My happiness. Amen. Why are we happy? Because we're in the seat of Jesus. We got his spirit. Amen. See, when we got his spirit, number one, we gonna drink. Amen. So I'm gonna drink when you ain't around. Amen. I'm gonna hook up. Get the hook up in the word. Amen. Am I right? See, because see, I don't want to get thirsty no more. I've been thirsty. Amen. I've been like a wind tossed back and forth. Didn't have no direction in my life. Amen. But now I'm on solid ground. Amen. I'm steadfast. But y'all going to make me preach up in here. Unmovable and always abound in the work of the Lord. So I get excited about this here. You know the reason why I get excited? Because why are you thirsty? Why you call yourself Christian and you thirsty? He said, I'm going to give you water. All you got to do, drink it. And you're not going to thirst. And then what it going to do? It going to quench your thirst. It going to quench it. You ain't going to be thirsty Monday. You're going to be thirsty Tuesday. As long as you stay in the book. Amen. That's the reason why Jesus went up that woman in the well. She didn't understand. When he said, give me some water. She thought it would come. She said, why are you talking to me? She said, I'm a Samaritan. They ain't have nothing to do with it. Because you know what? Isaiah prophesied. He said, I'm going to give to all offspring. Didn't he say? He didn't say, well, you're a Jew. He didn't say, well, you're a Gentile. He didn't say, you were black. He didn't say, you're white. He didn't say, well, you're unemployed. Long as you're in the seed blessing. Amen. Am I right? See? Am I right? And then part number three, he said, once you drink it, thank you. Once you drink it, and once you realize that this living water quenches thirst, you know what's going to happen? It's going to spring up. A fountain of water springing up. John 7:38, he said, it will flow rivers of living water. Can you see? Can you see? I want to paint a picture to you. For the body is one. It has many members. For the one spirit, we've all been baptized into Christ. And this one spirit, it leads to the living water. Can you see? Can you see? Because we all understand what Isaiah prophesied about and understand what Jesus was saying, that if everybody buy into what I'm saying, yes, I want to drink. Yes, I don't want to be thirsty. Yes, I want to quench. And then this water start flowing. It start flowing from Frazier to Goodwin to John. It start flowing one to another. Amen. Can y'all see it? You husband and wife, amen. You drink and you drink, am I right? And then it starts flowing to you, it starts flowing to you, it starts flowing back to you and flowing to you, amen. Because y'all both see blessings, amen. Look how much better your marriage is going to be. Y'all see that? It starts flowing up. It's not based on how many people we got here. It's not based on how much money we take. God's will is going to be done, amen. Because water going to be flowing. The spirit going to be flowing. What a church are we going to have? What a bigger light we going to be to this community. Y'all see what I'm saying here, brother? On your job, that water going to be flowing out. And they're going to be looking at Belinda down there in the city. What's wrong with you? Something flowing out of you, but we don't understand it because we carnal. They're not going to be able to understand it, amen? Because, see, they don't understand spirituality. Amen? You're going to be walking that walk. They're going to be flowing out. You're going to be talking that talk. The light's going to be shining. You're going to be the salt of the earth. Amen? Y'all with me? Do y'all see the picture? Why we all need to buy into what Jesus is saying here. When we drink it, because we're thirsty, we ain't going to what? We're not going to quench no more. Thirst no more. Because it's going to be living water that flows 24 and 7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Go with me to Galatians 5. Y'all with me? I'm so happy. You know I'm happy. I'm happy because what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. See, when this happened, then, verse 22, this is what's going to be demonstrated. You with me? It's called the fruit. Don't put no S on it. Of the Spirit. See, read why you don't put no S on it. Because, see, you can't have one where you can't have half of them and not have the other half. To make it work, you got to have all of them. Amen. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit, that's that gift, right? That's that gift of God, amen, is love. See, when that water starts flowing, you're going to have love. Amen. See, that love going to be, well, you ain't got to wait until Valentine's Day. I came home the other day. I bought my wife 3 Snicker bars. 3. Man, I bought 3. And then I ain't buying a little bit of them, Michelle. I bought the big kind. Big kind. Man, I just bought it to her. See? We buy little knick-knacks for one another. Amen. I'm going to wait till Valentine's Day and get a sneaker. Oh, she wants a 3. That's love, amen. Am I right? So you got to have love. And she told me before I left home, don't put her name in my sermon. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, godliness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. Verse 25 said, if we live in the Spirit, here we go again, that's the word, right? He said, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So what he's saying here, that once we drink of this water, and then once it gets to the point where it says here, that the living water quenches thirst, number one, it's going to spring up, and then what it's going to provide or what it's going to produce is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Then, in conclusion, what it's going to do? It's going to lead to eternal life. Go to Galatians 5:5. Because over in Galatians 5:5, it says this. It says in Galatians 5:5, he says, for we, through the Spirit, amen, that's that living water, right? That's that gift of God, amen, that we're going to drink, right? They're going to quench our thirst, right? They're going to spring up, right? And when it spring up, it's going to lead to eternal what? Life. He said, for we, through the Spirit, we wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. And then if you dare, write Titus chapter 1 and verse number 2. Because over here in Titus 1:2, this is what Titus says. Over here in Titus 1 and verse 2. By Galatians 5:5, this is right, Titus 1:2. He said, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. Y'all hear that? He promised before the foundation of the world. Amen. That's the immutability of God is, and what he's saying is, through the Spirit, we wait for the hope, but to get that hope, what we got to do is drink of that gift, drink of that living water, whereby once you drink of that water, what it will do, simply what it's saying here, what it will do, that living water will quench thirst, that caused that water to spring up, that caused us to what? Get eternal life. Amen. Amen. Based on a promise that the immutability of God is, God cannot lie. So, in conclusion, it's examination time, amen? Y'all with me? Are you drinking? Let me rephrase that. He said, are you drinking? Cabassier? Okay. What you know about Cabassier? Okay. Are you drinking of the living water? All right. Have you accepted that gift? of God. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Question number two, do you find yourself spiritually thirsty? Do you? Are you enjoying the fruit of the Spirit that comes up when that water springs, that calls us to walk after the Spirit and not after the world? That's going to give us eternal life. And if you're here today and you need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, Acts 11:26 said they were first called Christians at Antioch. What did that preacher say? You can't find the word Church of Christ nowhere in the Bible. Well, Romans 16:16 says the Church of Christ salutes you. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The Church of Christ salutes you. But even that, it's just called the ecclesia. It's called the Church of Christ. That's to call our body, how we're called. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, by the gospel. If you're here today, you need to be saved today. We can baptize you right now. I cannot say 1 Peter 3:21 until you're baptized. For baptism does also now save us. How do you get saved? You hear the word of God. Romans 10:17. Till you believe what you hear, you're willing to repent of your sins and make that confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You got to be buried with him in baptism. You may say, well, I've been baptized one time. Well, you've been baptized one time. Why not? You're not a member of the Lord's church. Because when you're baptized the right way, Acts 2:47 says, the Lord going to add you to the church. Amen. Am I right? If you're here today, James says, life is just like a vapor. They appear for a little while, then life just vanishes away. You know, I like to ask that question. What is your life? Is you happy? Is you pleased with your life? Don't shuck yourself. Don't fool yourself. Don't jive yourself. Tell the truth. And let the truth set you free. If you're here today and you need to respond, come right now as we stand there, we're singing.